Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Emergency responders quickly arrived at the Dow Chemical facility late yesterday in Freeport after a massive fire broke out. Residents nearby reported hearing what sounded to be an explosion. According to Dow Texas Operations, the blaze began in Plant B. Officials say that they contained the fire within the facility block and all employees are accounted for. No injuries have been reported. No shelter-in-place orders were ever given. This was one of two plant fires yesterday. An explosion was also heard at the One Oak facility in Mont Bellevue. Three people were injured there. The Texas Medical Association expanded its list of resources for Texas physicians on COVID-19 vaccinations. Our Abigail Ruman reports Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton claimed the organization was undermining new federal guidelines.
TMA's list includes the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's guidelines, among recommendations from several medical professional organizations. The Attorney General says the move was a blatant attempt to undermine recent federal recommendations. Dr. Jaya Shaw is the president of TMA. He says the group supports recommendations based on peer-reviewed safety and effectiveness data.
The board had a deliberation to decide it's the best thing that we can do so that we can give informed decision to our patients and our physicians.
Federal recommendations advocate for a shared decision-making process between patients and providers. Shaw says TMA's list is a tool to help facilitate that discussion. I'm Abigail Ruman in Dallas.
Houston-based Occidental Petroleum is selling its chemical business, OxyChem, to Berkshire Hathaway. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us more about the nearly $10 billion deal.
OxyChem produces chemicals used in water treatment, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and commercial and residential development. Berkshire and Occidental expect to close on the deal by the end of this year. Occidental will use $6.5 billion from the sale to pay down its debt. Berkshire is Occidental's largest shareholder. In 2019, Berkshire also helped finance Occidental's acquisition of Anadarko Petroleum, offering up $10 billion for the deal. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
Dr. Niecy Hamilton was sex trafficked at a young age. She's one of the lucky ones. She got out alive, and now she runs Niecy's Network. That's a group looking to help those caught in the web of trafficking. Speaking at a Monday press conference, she praised Governor Greg Abbott over his endorsement of longer sentences for traffickers.
I love Governor Abbott. He just was shooting straight from the hip when he said any and all trafficking is now a first degree felony, up to 25 to up to 99 years. And I think that is so imperative that we have laws that restrict and also give a moral concept to how we feel about Houstonians.
Hamilton joined with other advocates to call for action after Houston was named the, quote, sex trafficking capital of the United States. 75 degrees right now here on the UH campus. We are set up for a high of around 92 today. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.